With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. The highly anticipated Best of Namibia 2025 Awards will be held on Tuesday, where the country's top businesses and service providers will be announced in a live stream ceremony following a nationwide nomination and voting process. The awards are proudly supported by main sponsors, Fly Namibia, Venture Media, as well as Future Media. So that means you can listen to the winners on all our various radio stations, such as Radio Wave, Omulunga Radio, Fresh FM, Nova 103.5 and 99 FM. The city of Windhoek has introduced a cashless bus ticketing system effective today to improve convenience, efficiency and travel safety. Passengers must visit the municipal bus depot in the southern industrial area to exchange old bus cards and transfer remaining balances to the new smart cards. City spokesperson Lydia Amutenya has more.
Passengers will be provided with new smart cards for free. This applies to all clients, regardless of whether they are currently having a card or they have a damaged card or they don't have a card at all. However, a replacement fee will apply if the new smart card is lost or damaged. New smart cards are issued for free to top up for the first time. It's mandatory that you top up at least $50. A replacement of a new smart card is $78. Loading fees, it's a minimum of $50 to $2,500. So you can load anything between $50 and $2,500.
South Africa's taxpayers collectively owe over 500 billion rand to the government. That's according to SARS Deputy Commissioner Johnstone Makubu. Speaking at a tax conference in Boksburg, Makubu highlighted the urgent need to boost domestic revenue collection, adopt digital tools like artificial intelligence, and address the challenges of an aging workforce by attracting new talent.
The growing tax debt, we are sitting with around 513 billion rands. SARS has not had substantial write-offs of its debt book. There is still an opportunity that we can be able to leverage that. There is an issue around acceleration of e-commerce. We have done away with the flat rate of 20%.
Staying on the continent, fighting broke out between Congolese forces and the M23 rebels in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo on Sunday, forcing hundreds of residents to flee their homes.
The clashes occurred in the territories of Mulamba and Walungu in South Kivu province. Congolese forces and their allies from the Wazalendo militia fought the M23 rebels who have been in control of that area since February this year. Aid agencies say the renewed fighting has worsened the humanitarian crisis in eastern DRC. The fighting comes almost a month after the DRC government and the M23 rebels signed a declaration of principles in Doha aimed at ending the conflict. The declaration calls for a permanent ceasefire that is supposed to lead to the signing of a comprehensive peace agreement by August 18th. Chris Ochamringa, Kinshasa.
And a prominent Al Jazeera journalist who had previously been threatened by Israel was killed along with four colleagues in an Israeli airstrike on Sunday in an attack condemned by journalists and rights groups. Israel's military said it targeted and killed Anas al-Sharif, alleging he was a head of a Hamas cell and was involved in rocket attacks against Israel. Jody Ginsberg from the Committee to Protect Journalists spoke to Al Jazeera about the incident.
Journalists are civilians and should never be targeted in war, and they must cease and desist. We also need to see far greater action from the international community.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.